Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of a blog and podcast series entitled Peacemakers for the Cause of Christ. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." As we see it, it's time for more of us to step out of the divisions that separate us from one another and allow Jesus to form and shape us into peacemakers for the cause of Christ, facilitators of God's peace in a world hungering for peace. Our theme this week is peacemakers discern where God is working and join him there. Our subject for today is making peace, preferring and deferring to the Father. Today's Lectio Divina comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. God wants not only us, but everyone saved, you know, everyone to get to know the truth we've learned, that there's one God and only one, and one priest mediator between God and us, Jesus, who offered himself in exchange for everyone held captive by sin, to set them all free. Eventually, the news is going to get out. This and this only has been my appointed work, getting this news to those who have never heard of God and explaining how it works by simple faith and plain truth. My pastoral mentor, John Wimber, used to make one thing very clear as he was tutoring young guys and gals like me who felt the call to ministry. I can still hear his words ringing loudly in my soul. "Marty, if you're looking for your own ministry, you can forget it. Know that you'll never have a ministry. Never." Ouch, that stung. John, seeing the hurt and disappointment in my face, then quickly added, "Jesus isn't interested in developing your ministry, Marty. He's not committed to helping you find your ministry. Jesus already has a ministry. It's God's work, God's ministry. Jesus is inviting you to join him in that ministry, not build your own. Get it?" You see, if you and I are committed to becoming peacemakers for the cause of Christ, and I'm guessing that you are if you've been following along this blog and podcast series thus far, then we must realize that we will never have a ministry in peacemaking. Never. Nor should we ever want one. In truth, Jesus isn't interested in that at all. Quite honestly, he's seen my attempts at doing my own ministry over the years, and it's mediocre at best, and damaging, if not destructive, at its worst. But what Jesus is committed to and is inviting us into is God's work of peacemaking. Did you catch that? So this week, allow me to unpack the ministry of peacemaking as viewed through the lens of the Holy Trinity. Today, we'll talk God the Father. Next time, Jesus the Son. And finally, the Holy Spirit. So here we go. God the Father. Back in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible, Genesis, we find the origins of pretty much everything we need to know about the order of the universe. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God." You see, even many scientists, astronomers, and evolutionists who question the existence of the God we find in Genesis readily admit that it's hard to arrive at where life has advanced today without some form of order, or master design, at the beginnings of it all. Fred Hoyle, the English astronomer who coined the phrase the Big Bang, claimed that the probability of natural processes producing living organisms, i.e. life forming outside of a master plan, is as probable as a hurricane roaring through a junkyard and assembling a Boeing 747. Now, this is where things get interesting, and it's very helpful to know some Hebrew, the original language of the Old Testament, when looking deeper into the who, the designer of the universe. In Hebrew, there are two different words that are translated into our English words, create, or to shape, or make, or to do. Bara is to create. Asa is to make. These two words are used throughout the Old Testament when discussing the creativity of God and the creative ability of mankind. But here's the unique thing about the word bara. While the writers of these ancient texts see both God and man as one who can asa, make something out of something else, only God can bara, make something out of nothing. You see, when it comes to God, only He can bara, create something. You and I can only asa, make. So now, back to the ministry of peacemaking. In truth, you and I, out of our own God-given creativity and good intentions, can asa, we can make a ministry of peacemaking. And in a world where peace is pretty rare, an increase of peacemaking made by man wouldn't be a bad thing. But here's the rub. As women, men, and children who say we believe in God the Father, Creator, Maker of heaven and earth, and of whom we pray, Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, might I suggest that we tone down our good intentions for assigning our own peacemaking ministry and learn instead to prefer and to defer to God's peacemaking work, bara, first and foremost. In doing so, several things will happen. First, we will be realigning ourselves with the biblical worldview where God the Father is known as our source of peace, or as described in Hebrew, Yahweh Shalom. That's Judges 6, verse 24. Secondly, since God is already working His plan of peace everywhere on the planet, isn't it great to know that we don't need to start anything, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can asa, through our own creativity, coming alongside a God work that started long before we arrived on the scene, and quite honestly, will continue long after we depart. And thirdly, we will remove the pressure off our shoulders and place the final responsibility for success in peacemaking in the hands of a much higher power, the Almighty God of the universe, of whom we've already discovered by looking at the scriptures, Barad Shalom, and Elin, peace, long before we ever got wind of it. Which brings us now to the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus of Nazareth. Join us next time for that part of this amazing bara asa story. Will you pray with me as we close? Father God, I humbly submit to you, the Creator, Maker of peace, and know that it's never your intention for me to go off on my own to do good things for you. Rather, I choose to align myself fully to the work of peace you are already doing all around me. Jesus, lead the way, and Holy Spirit, give me eyes and ears to see and hear. For your name's sake, amen. So here are some questions for us to ponder today. So where have I been guilty of trying to build my own ministry, putting good plans together, and then asking God to come join with my plan? What might it look like to walk away from that mindset and begin aligning myself with the plan of peace that God is already working all around me? Do I have eyes to see it? Do I have ears to hear it? Do I have the will and desire to adjust my life to it? Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on the theme of peacemakers for the cause of Christ. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.